Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Amen. Good morning, Grace. Blessed All Saints to you. What a beautiful day we as a church set aside to remember those who have been faithful in their living and inspire us now in ours. I want to thank Carol and Shannon and Lori for making our beautiful prayer flags today. We are indeed surrounded by the saints. And I want to say how blessed we are in the midst of even these days to be able to celebrate with Alex and Briar a holy baptism. And we at Grace welcome their family and their friends here and joining us online for this very special occasion. I love that we are encouraged to baptize members on All Saints Day. For us, in one liturgy, we lean into a celebration of the saints that have lived their faith fully, while also lifting up those who are just entering the faith and have their whole lives ahead of them. For us, this is a hopeful stance. It is a hopeful stance because how we live matters. We matter. Each one of us matters in our collective faith journey in building the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Now, as a priest, it isn't every day that a young man calls you out of the blue and requests the sacrament of baptism. It isn't every day, but when it happens, there is only one answer to that request, and it is yes, absolutely yes. When Alex called us here at Grace, he said he had been watching our online worship, and until he came to meet me here to discuss baptism with his daughter Briar, they had never stepped foot in this church. But somehow he knew. He was called to this place to enter more deeply into his faith journey. We sat down to discuss baptism. I was seriously curious, what exactly led this 35-year-old man now to seek out baptism in a traditional Episcopal church? So after talking for a while, I asked Alex, what leads you to seek baptism now in your life? He stopped for a moment. He was quiet. And then he said, I've lived my life up until now pretty much focused on myself. I am ready to turn my focus towards others and to be a part of a community of people who care for others. Alex, just so you know, that is the best articulation for the purpose of seeking baptism I have ever heard. A shift of focus from self to other. And baptism is an acknowledgement and a blessing of that shift. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? This shift of focus from self to others is a dramatic shift in our faith journey, our spiritual walk. Father Richard Rohr calls it second half of life spirituality. In this shift, we move from ego's focus on self to becoming our true self, the self God has made us to be. In the first half of life, it is typical for our earthly success to define us. We're naturally seeking the self. Who are we and what is our purpose here on earth? But the second half of life, Rohr and Carl Jung say, must be lived differently. Jung says, One cannot live the afternoon of life according to the program of life's morning. For what was great in the morning will be of little importance in the evening. And what in the morning was true will at evening become a lie. Both Rohr and Jung emphasize the importance and the value of a healthy ego structure, but inevitably they say you discover often through failure or a significant loss that your conscious self is not all of you, but only the acceptable you. You will find your real purpose and identity at a much deeper level than the positive image you present to the world. Often through failure or significant loss. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. It is often through the very hardest moments of our lives that we turn, that we experience the great reversal from ego to our true self. It is often from moments of hardship and struggle that we begin to emerge into our true self and thus are blessed. Only the true self hungers and thirsts for righteousness. It is the true self, not the ego, that is willing to fail and suffer to get to deeper understandings of the mystery of this world and of God. It is the true self, not the ego, that is willing to sacrifice in order to serve neighbor and God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When we study the saints, which the Episcopal Church does, it becomes clear that indeed many have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, some to the point of martyrdom, and others simply rejected from common, acceptable society because of how they lived their faith. Blessed are those who seek righteousness. The last person to be canonized a saint in the church was Father Oscar Romero. He was canonized in October of 2018. Father Romero lived his priesthood advocating for the poor and disenfranchised in Latin America. The Franciscan Order, in their writing on Saint Romero, says this about his life. Oscar Romero and many other Latin American martyrs for the faith were falsely accused of being too radical in their work and theology. But following Jesus always requires choices. Romero's fierce critics conveniently dismissed his faith and his service to the poor. But an incarnational faith must be expressed publicly. The saints we honor this day did not become saints because they sought to simply understand their faith. They were sainted because of the way they lived out their faith in this world. In our baptismal covenant that we will affirm together today, it does not say, "Will you seek to understand and examine Christ in all persons?" It says, "Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?" And that seeking and serving and loving is not a heady cognitive process. It's an embodied and incarnational living of faith. This covenant is asking us to be Christians in this world, to live out our faith, that we together seek to understand and make meaning out of by seeking and serving Christ in all persons. St. Romero's first half of life was fairly typical. He was educated in seminary and became a priest in a traditional setting. But as he witnessed the oppression of his people, as he himself suffered and witnessed the suffering of many he loved, his faith and his love of God and his suffering with others led him into a second half of life journey where what was true in the morning, in the evening, became a lie. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Now, we are not all called to be martyrs, thanks be to God. But each of us are called to love and to embody that love through an incarnational faith. That is a faith made known through our very living. Each of the saints that the church acknowledges and honors, and each of these saints that we name here today, are remembered for the way that they lived and loved in this world, for their embodied faith. Now, none of them were perfect. That's not a saint, that's a savior. And we have but one of those in Jesus Christ. But saints are those who lived out their baptismal covenants in ways that did not serve their ego's purpose, but rather served God and their neighbor. Saints are those that made choices to enter into the evening of their lives. These saints are people who knew their true selves, who loved themselves enough to be true to themselves, and were willing to move from self-service to focus on serving the other with the gifts God had given them. Alex, you told me that you felt ready to enter into a time of your life when you will choose to focus your energy on others, to move more fully into community and living out a faith grounded in the teachings of Jesus. And you want to bring your daughter Briar into that life as well. This baptismal covenant is a roadmap for that living. And we here at Grace are honored to be the community that will travel the way with you. And you are in good company. The company of 115 years of saints in this place that have traveled the way before you. And this is probably the most significant aspect of baptism. You do not have to walk your faith journey alone. We covenant to walk with you and with Briar and your family, as the saints before us have walked, and as we say, continue to walk with us. Walking this journey is a hopeful way to live. Moving from ego to true self is the ultimate liberation for us as humans, and Jesus is our ultimate guide in how to do that. And we have been blessed with scripture and reason and tradition to inspire us and direct us. But we are called to do more than understand that scripture, reason, and tradition. We are called to embody it. We are called to an incarnational faith, a faith of contemplation and action in the world. Today, you and Briar and all of us here at Grace will covenant and affirm this incarnational faith. And then we will step out into the world to live it. Each of us will, with God's help. Amen.